For the 80s, 90s, and more, WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Sydney wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. Doctors at Two Princes, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. I want to remind you that Prescription Drug Take Back Day is coming up this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A variety of drop-off spots across the Chippewa Valley. So if you've got some old prescription drugs that you want to get rid of, don't just flush them down the toilet or toss them in the trash. Stop on by one of these locations, the Altoona Police Department, Eau Claire County Government Building, Chippewa Falls Police Department is going to be at Festival Foods in Chippewa, or the Lake Halley Police Department. They're going to be at the Walmart in Halley. So stop on by between 10 and 2 and drop those off, all right? And, of course, keep it right here at 105.7 CFW, and we'll keep you in touch with what's going on across the valley.
Come on, baby, dry your eyes, wipe your tears.
This is 105.7 CFW. '90s and more for Chippewa Falls. 105.7 CFW.
Baby, love.
For a change, Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, this is an awesome story. Earlier this week, a two-year-old little boy wandered off from his home in Arizona, and he was missing for hours. Of course, the parents were distraught. They got a hold of community members. 40 different search and rescue members were out for hours and hours looking. No luck. They couldn't find the little boy. Of course, no one gave up, obviously. All of a sudden, there was a big break in the case. A rancher who lived about 7 miles away from the little boy's house found his dog, Buford. The rancher's dog, Buford, was sitting by the entrance of his property. Right next to him, the little boy that was missing. Yes, Buford had found the little boy and sat by him. The rancher said, he asked the little boy, "Are you okay?" And he said quietly, "Yes." He said, did my dog find you?" And he said, "Yep." The rancher called 911. The police arrived on the scene, and it ended on a very, very happy note. By the way, the rancher said that his dog, Buford, is a great dog, watches over the property all the time, chases off coyotes and things like that, and also, obviously, helps in time of need. Buford, by the way, was rewarded with a steak dinner for a job well done. I think Buford should get himself a steak each and every, well, at least once a week, don't you?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
That was Madonna on 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. And we've been hearing from so many of you that have made the switch and are listening to 105.7 CFW at work. We appreciate that. Put us on, leave us on. We'll do our best to maybe make your workday go by just a little better.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right?
Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Then on the radio, yeah, the DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I hear found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
'80s, '90s, and more. 105.7.
Yeah. up, I'm gonna rock. TV Tap, I'm gonna rock this town, rock this place apart.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free. And swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware. But you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like.
Uncle Cracker, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you, coming up right after Billy Ocean. Another edition of Wait, What Happened? A passenger traveling on a train in Germany has a little problem with identifying who they are. I will Explain in a couple.
She touched by me in painted on jeans. And old head turned, cause she was the green. In the blink of an eye, I knew her number and her name. Yeah. She said I was.
CFW, all right, another edition of Wait, What Happened? So a passenger is traveling on a train through Germany, was caught by ticket inspectors for using a driver's license that bared the name and image, actually, of Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's right, they asked for identification of this person, and when he opened up his wallet and handed him his identification, there it was, the image of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They said, this is not you. This is it's not who you are. Please tell us exactly who you are. They said after finally hemming and hawing, they said the man identified himself as Abraham Lincoln. They are they're still investigating and trying to figure out who he really is.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Bennett's speech therapy in Chippewa Falls reminds everyone, each year millions of children suffer from child abuse, and thousands die from that abuse. Although many cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Please help conquer child abuse. Report what you know to your local authorities. Remember, a call today could save a child's life tomorrow. This from Jason Bennett's speech therapy on Northbridge Street in Chippewa Falls. Call 715-861-3256.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to attend their local Deer Management Advisory Council meetings over the next couple of weeks. The meetings will take place across the state through May 1st, offering residents the chance to share feedback on local deer management practices and recommendations for the 2025 season. The public feedback gathered at the meetings will be used to develop recommendations for Natural Resources Board review in June. A list of scheduled meetings is available on the DNR website. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has affirmed that Governor Tony Evers has the power to veto individual words, numbers, and punctuation in proposed bills. Republican lawmakers challenged that power after Governor Evers used his partial veto to lock in a school funding increase for the next 400 years in 2023. They have also proposed a constitutional amendment seeking to limit that power. The partial veto increased how much revenue K-12 schools can raise per student by $325 each year until 2425. The Eau Claire Community Foundation has announced a $50,000 donation from Security Financial Bank to establish a new fund. According to a press release, the organization will use the donation to establish the Security Financial Bank Foundation Fund, which will be used to support community initiatives addressing issues with education, social services, and the arts. Officials say the donor-advised fund is meant to serve as a vehicle for community investment and support projects that contribute to sustained development in the region. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has shared an update on the timeline of their decision to potentially reopen St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. At a public hearing on Tuesday, the organization announced that the final decision would be made in mid-June as they determine the total cost of reopening the hospital that closed about a year ago. The organization is also in the process of opening a new independent community hospital in Lake Halley, and Aspirus Health has finalized plans for another new hospital in Chippewa Falls. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. Gradual clearing and the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 50s today. Tonight, mostly clear this evening with clouds increasing after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
CFW.
We'll be right back.
Bon Jovi, 105.7 CFW. Ah, it was so much fun once again today. That's it for me, Mike McKay. I'm stepping out. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we? I hope you have a great day. Laura McKenna in next to keep you company through your work day. All right, take care. Be good to yourself and those around you. See ya.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you marry a music man, ballerina, you must have seen her, dancing in the sand, now she's in me. Time to dance.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.